This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect here in Houston, Texas. And look who I found roaming the hallways, Mr. Jeff Dent from Correlation. Actually, no, you were speaking in the next room.
I was.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
A little bit, yes. But it's all right. It's all good. So how are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Having a good time here at this conference.
Yeah.
And meeting a lot of good people and learning.
Speaking. Well. So yeah. So what would give us a quick 411 on the topic that you talked about?
So I talked about allowing credit unions to do business their way.
Okay. And what does that mean?
So, well, presentation talked a little bit about our product Keystone and mm-hmm. our API and what do we offer inside our umbrella of product, but also talking about allowing choices. Allowing credit unions to choose the vendors they want to be able to partner with. It could be, the home banking vendor. We're completely vendor agnostic. Mm-hmm. They can choose from a long list of home banking vendors that they want to choose with.
Oh, yeah.
It could be some new fintech that they have run across that they want to integrate.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, at Correlation, our philosophy is to be vendor agnostic and remove the barriers to be able to get those integrations up and running.
Yeah, that's been kind of a mission. That's been the mission since day one, right?
Absolutely.
Is to really give credit unions the freedom or even empower them to kind of pick and choose who they want. And I think you guys were a little bit before your time because of all how many fintechs there are out right there, or how many companies there are to work with. They're just popping up like flowers on a Sunday morning, and you just go like, oh my gosh, there's so many to choose from. But that really allows credit unions to kind of pick and choose who they want to work with, and you guys allow that.
So. Absolutely. Early on, we kind of leaned on the vendors because starting a core, we weren't gonna, we had a lot of work to do to get the feature functionality to where it needs to be competitive. So we really relied on those vendor partners mm-hmm. in the early days, and still do today, to be able to bring their functionality to the table for the clients as well. And then, like you said, the amount of the sheer number of fintechs out there popping up, it can't be an integration that takes 2 years to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be quick and easy, but it's got to be done right as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have invested a lot of time and effort into creating tools that the vendors can use to get up and running,
mm-hmm.
and then also having resources available to help them get that connection established so that they can bring their product to market quickly.
Yeah, and I bet the feedback from your clients is just tremendous because, again, it allows them to kind of, again, like you said, it gives them that freedom to kind of pick and choose and according to what their members need or anticipated needs down the line. So it really allows them to plan too, right?
Exactly. If they know that we're going to be there to be able to integrate new product sets
mm-hmm.
for them,
mm-hmm.
It allows them to plan out their strategy 1 year, 2 years down the road, and to be able to make those investments
mm-hmm.
with those fintechs as well. We also we don't charge our clients for those separate connections as well.
Oh wow!
So we're not going to hinder the clients
mm-hmm.
at the same time hinder the vendors to do the integrations.
Right.
So I think it's a win-win on all three party side.
Completely. And the other thing that I've been talking to a bunch of people here, obviously, and one of the themes that I've been hearing is being proactive. And I think a core like yours, an open core like yours, really allows credit unions to be proactive and kind of staying ahead of that proverbial curve, if you will. So, right? So, I mean,
that
kind of makes sense here, especially in the security area,
right?
The IT area, obviously, compliance, risk management, all that stuff.
Yeah, the security, the IT, the infrastructure in general. We've always known that things are going to change, technology is going to change, business needs are going to dictate different things are going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always kept that in the back of our mind and try to keep the options available and kind of staying ahead of the curve. you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've talked a lot here about cloud environments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we've always said we can run in the cloud. We've always said we could support the largest credit unions in the country. And we really invested some time in the, over the past year to really understand clouds more, put some POC environments out there, put some benchmarking environments mm-hmm. in AWS, mm-hmm. in Azure, and really push the system to kind of put our money where our mouths are,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So that we could prove that what we were saying is actually true, yeah. so that when clients or prospects are ready to take that leap,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to be there and we're going to be ready.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys do that really, really well. You've proved it over and over again that you guys do that really, really well. I want to get back to your talk. Share with me a couple of takeaways that you wanted the audience to take back with them to their office Monday morning, so to speak. So
the big thing is, you shouldn't have a vendor dictate how you to best serve your members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It should be a choice. If we should just help you with those choices you make.
Right, right.
And we want to be a true partner and a collaborator with mm-hmm, our clients and mm-hmm. our vendors, and really bring things to the table that the members are going to benefit
yeah.
from, as opposed to developing something in a box and saying this is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to develop outside the box and have inclusiveness with all of our partners,
yeah.
whether they be clients and vendors, to bring something that's going to be really useful in the industry and not just a niche or something mm-hmm. that we can make some money off of.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big takeaway I wanted yeah. them to have, and know that we're an extension of their organization.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And you guys are putting the credit union in the driver's seat,
right?
You know? So they're controlling their own destiny
exactly.
according to who they want to work with. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else, sir? Any other final words of wisdom based on your talk or what you're seeing on the horizon?
No, I you know, we have this this mentality of collaboration, so feel free to reach out, whether you're a vendor, a client, or a prospect, mm-hmm. and you know, let us know what you think, because we're always looking for input and seeing if we're doing the right thing
yeah.
or what's coming next.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really cool to work with the group of people that we do and have the clients mm-hmm. that we have that
mm-hmm.
that really have that same mindset.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Thinking forward.
Good deal. Hey, last question for you. I forgot to ask you this, but I apologize. But what brought you guys to this conference? So, I mean, because I was like, I was pleasantly surprised to see you guys saw Ron over there. Oh my gosh, Ron! And he said, yeah, Jeff's coming too. And oh my gosh, even better. So what brought you guys here? What was
so? It was actually partnership. It was
okay.
the partnership with PRIT.
Okay.
You know, we've worked with them quite a bit in the past, and I think they see. They see value in what we're doing, and we see a lot of value in what they're doing and bringing to the clients.
Yeah.
They have that same mentality
mm-hmm.
that we do. And working together, we've been able to bring things to the table, not just, I should say, we bring things to the table that really be able to highlight both of our strengths. And it was even more so apparent during COVID when everybody's out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
PRIT does a great job of helping create those infrastructures
oh, yeah.
to be able to work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And then for us, we're an extension of that environment, or we're inside that environment,
mm-hmm.
and working together with them, we were able to keep privileges under control, to keeping access under control. And so we really did come out with some features that made highlighted keystones available, or correlation, or keystones, openness and extensibility, and then PRIT's availability to be able to work with the clients for the infrastructure side.
Yeah, very beneficial partnership indeed, and the credit unions benefited from that big time. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, sir, I'll let you get off the hot seat. Thank you very much for your time, as always, mm-hmm. and keep up the good work there at Correlation. We're always watching.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
All right,
it.
All right, sir.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.